Inspired by the Letters of Light, ILL for short. It's a podcast that focuses to motivate you with the Word of God.
Every week, we choose different Bible plans to share with you, and we hope to encourage you all while bringing you closer to the plans and purpose of God for your life. We are your hosts, I, Natasha Felix, and
Adeza Yobo.
Together, we are inspired by the Letters of Light.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Inspired by the Letters of Light. It's your host again, Adeza Yobo and
Natasha Felix. On today's episode, we'll be sharing with you a summary of the Bible plan we've been studying, titled Surrender. Adeza, please, can you help us with the opening prayer?
Father, you alone are worthy to be praised. Take all the glory, honor, and adoration. Lord, as we go into today's episode, let the Holy Spirit direct, open our spiritual eyes of understanding, and help us not to be just hearers of your word, but also doers of your word. We pray that every word that proceeds out of our mouth will encourage, motivate, and inspire. This and more we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. As Natasha mentioned, we'll be diving into the summary of our Bible plan this week, surrender. Let's start with the meaning of surrendering. To surrender refers to giving, to give in, to give up, to hand over. When I say give up, I mean to give up all that you have, to give up everything, to hand over, to submit, to sacrifice. So to surrender to God means to give up your own will, your ideas, your thoughts, your actions to God. Not to surrender just a little, not just be here and there, but to be completely sold out to God. Jesus said to us, remain in him so you can bear much fruit. If as a Christian you feel you're not bearing much fruit, then you should check to see that you're still in him. He said, if we're not in him, we'll be shriveled up and forgotten. He is the vine and we are the branches. And a branch that isn't connected to the vine will be shriveled up and forgotten. Lack of surrendering to our Maker shows that we seek nutrients and life elsewhere. And if that is the case, He will let you be. He has other children to focus on anyway. Choosing to remain in Him is an act of obedience and complete trust. Christ should be the center of our life. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Surrendering in this week's plan focused more about not doing things by your own might, but by the Spirit of God. 1 Peter 5 verse 6, humble yourself therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. There is nothing noble or inherently virtuous in pain, fighting with your power, might, or skill, because it's not by your power nor by your might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. No amount of human skill or intelligence is sufficient enough to accomplish the work of God effectively in your life. So surrender. When Paul was faced with challenges, he didn't fight with his own power. He surrendered. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 8. Paul said, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. Paul's prayer isn't even the focus here. Listen to the Lord's reply to him in verse 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. His power is made perfect when we are weak. Look at that. His power is made perfect when we are weak. Therefore, we should boast all the more gladly about our weakness so that Christ's power may rest on us.
Wow.
This is my favorite part.
That's a really strong word, you know?
Exactly. Let me even stop here, right, and let Natasha elaborate more on surrender to us.
According to his words in Isaiah 64 verse 8, we are clay in his hands. And the moment you begin to know Christ and surrender your all to him and remain steadfast in him, you start to venture into God's plan and purpose for your life. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Deny yourself so you can surrender and walk through life in him. Galatians 2:20. Stop controlling the situations in your life. Let him take the wheel, because the more you try to control and figure things out on your own, that's when frustration and worries kicks in. Philippians 4 verse 6. Surrendering your all to Him doesn't happen in one shot. It's all a learning process, doing it one day at a time and moment by moment. And the moment you get a hold of surrendering all to Him, it becomes a part of you. Romans 8:28. Stop worrying about things in your life like money issues, relationship, your future, all of it. I know these things can be worrisome to us human, but we've got to let go and let the great advocate who said He will never leave you nor forsake you. Matthew 6:30-34. Surrendering to Jesus will bring you peace and joy you've never known before, because His plans are never to hurt or condemn you, but to love and bless you. So let Him in into your life today and give all to Him, including your mind, your body, and your will. 1 Corinthians 3:16, Isaiah 26:34. You may ask, how can we surrender to Him daily? Adeze, would you like to chip in something?
Yes. To surrender daily, first, one must die to self, to live for Him alone. Spend time studying the Word. That's also the best way to spend a lot of time with Him. Wait on God. Don't just pray. Most people just pray and demand answers right away. Wait and enjoy the process of waiting. Surrender your will for the perfect will of the only one who knows all things, who is God. Another way to surrender daily to Him is to accept His timing. Exodus 13:17-18 tells us about how God led the Israelites through the longer and harder way. Even with their complaints and their wondering about His timing, God still accomplished His promises to them. Enjoy the waiting process in your life today by choosing to surrender completely to God. No matter what you see, you may not know what the future holds right now, but you know who holds the future. So trust Him and His timing, and He will lead you to your promised land.
That's right, Adeze. Thank you for sharing that. And finally, let me add this. For you to have that deeper connection with Him, you have to ask Him to forgive you in any area of your life you've shut Him out. Invite Him from today and make it a lifestyle. According to 2 Chronicles 7:14 and 1 John 1:9, if you are yet to know Him as your Lord and personal Savior, open up your heart today and say this prayer after me. Lord, as I come to you today, cleanse me from my guilt, purify me from my sins, and wash me so that I'll be white as snow. Give me peace in my heart as I accept you today as my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I welcome you today into the body of Christ. If you have any concern or questions, or you need guidance in your new journey, please send us a voice message and we'll get back to you soon. And if you're listening to us for the first time, please don't forget to subscribe to get new episodes every week. Thank you, lovelies, for listening to today's episode. Do have
a blessed and a productive week.
Bye.